go. Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The wall is a very important tool in stopping drugs from pouring into our country and poisoning our youth and many others, if... And that's it. If...
The cliffhanger.
That's it. If it just cuts off. No tweets for another hour and a half. Then the next tweet is not about the wall. Then 3 hours after the first tweet, he finishes the sentence, the wall is not built, which it will be. The drug situation will never be fixed the way it should be. Hashtag build the wall.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald.
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald.
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil.
Donald.
Trump.
Space.
Donald
Trump
says
Mexico will be paying in some form for the badly needed border wall. So we will build the wall or not. Starting today or tomorrow. When today will be yesterday. So technically we've already started. What were we talking about?
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space been hurt.
Donald
Trump.
Says.
I think $10 billion or less. And if I do a super duper higher, better security, everything else, maybe it goes a little bit more.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman!
Super duper Superman!
Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald
Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder. When
Donald
Trump
says,
I am committed to keeping our air and water clean, but... Nothing good comes after but, especially when Trump says it. He continues, always remember that economic growth enhances environmental protection. Jobs matter.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Well, the one thing I would say, and I say this to people, I never realized how big it was. Everything's so
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Now
Now, everybody try to find a good hiding place. I'm gonna close my eyes and hide my face and count to 100 by fives. Ready? Go.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100. Ready or not? Here I come.
The first 100 days of my administration. This 100-day plan, what follows is my 100-day action plan to make America great again. It's a contract between Donald J. Trump and the American voter.
He laid out a very detailed 100-day contract, he called it. Obamacare, tax reform, border wall funding, infrastructure spending, new trade tariffs, labeling China a currency manipulator, ending the Common Core education standards. 100 days in, or 1 week from 100 days anyway, incomplete at best. None of this has been done.
Somebody put out the concept of a 100-day plan.
He still hasn't filled his cabinet. He did repeal Obamacare. There are still Muslims. And it's a big but, he did sign a law making it easier for mentally ill people to buy guns and for hibernating bears to be hunted.
But he's also coming up on his first 100 days in office. Yes, and his first 1,800 holes played.
No matter how much I accomplish during the ridiculous standard of the first 100 days, and it's been a lot, including SC, media will kill.
100 days, 100 nights, to know a man's heart.
I have seemed to get very high ratings. I definitely... You know, Chris Wallace had 9.2 million people. It's the highest in the history of the show. CBS Face the Nation host John Dickerson had 5.2 million people. It's the highest for Deface the Nation since the World Trade Center. Since the World Trade Center came down, it's a tremendous advantage.
And a little more before.
My first 100 days have been huge. Titanic, okay? We're blowing up, okay? Bigger than anything since Nagasaki. That's how big.
Maybe mellow, you may be kind. Treat you good all the time. But there's something just beyond what he's told. Hell yeah, 100 days.
Firing Sean Spicer, that guy gets great ratings. Everyone tunes in.
100 days, 100 nights, to know a man's heart.
I used to get great press. I get the worst press. It happened during the primaries, and I said, you know, when I won, I said, well, the good thing is now I'll get good press. And it got worse. Unintelligent.
And a little more. I'm not afraid to die.
I mean, we're going to be doing major tax reform. Here's part of your story. It's going to be a big hustle.
Leading the most significant tax reform legislation since 1986.
We will have a massive tax cut for businesses and massive tax reform and simplification.
Specifically, the White House is proposing to cut corporate tax rates from 35% down to 15%, reduce the number of tax brackets for individuals from 7 down to 3 brackets, and get rid of the estate tax altogether. What's missing? How the president plans to balance the books. The current proposals estimate the cost to Treasury more than $2 trillion over the next decade. Well, last April, candidate Trump told the Washington Post that he would be able to get rid of the nation's more than $19 trillion national debt over a period of 8 years.
When you say, as far as the developed world goes, the United States pays the highest corporate taxes in theory, but they're not really paying 35%. Most are paying more like 23%. And
well, what are they paying in France? What are other countries paying?
That's a great example. In Europe, they've only got a 15% corporate tax rate. But look at that zombie economy. So there's no direct line at this point saying if you've got a lower corporate tax rate, it's gangbusters. It's off to the races for your economy.
Yeah. My second question is, will the president release his tax returns so that
The president has no intention. The president has released plenty of information and I think has given more financial disclosure than anybody else. I think the American population has plenty of information on this.
In 2005, the vast bulk of what Trump paid in taxes, $31 million, was paid under the alternative minimum tax, which Trump, guess what, now wants to abolish. Trump also wants to eliminate the estate tax, which right now only affects couples worth more than $11 million, a move that would allow him to pass vast sums, largely tax-free, onto his kids. And Trump wants to reduce the individual income tax paid by the very wealthiest Americans, such as himself, and massively slash the corporate tax rate paid by companies like the Trump Organization. In short, if this proposal were to pass, it would make this a very, very profitable presidency for Donald Trump.
One of the pieces of this tax proposal is what's called a pass-through, which means that instead of having the individual tax rate, which at the highest end, which would probably include Donald Trump at 35%, is actually going to, because he owns a company, it's going to be 15%. That's one of the components of this thing. Ultimately, Chris, Stephanie, all of us, we're going to create our own LLCs. We're going to become our own businesses. We're going to get contracted out by NBC Universal. They're going to pay us, and we're all going to have a lower rate. And that is sort of the voodoo math of this whole experiment here.
One thing we can tell from his one-page press release about his supposed tax priorities today is that even under this skeletal outline that they released today, he is proposing something that would have saved him upwards of $30 million just in that 1 year, for which we got those 2 pages of that one return.
I don't understand this, Mr. President. Like, how does lowering a corporate tax help anyone except the corporations?
All right, okay. Think of corporations as people.
Which they're not.
And the government as a waiter.
Just not.
We're tipping 35%. We should be tipping 15%. And even that is generous when you consider tax.
Well, I've heard that you don't tip at all.
See, now there you go. Again, fake news. I tip all the time, everybody. I tip everywhere. Sometimes I don't even leave the money for the bill. I just leave the tip. Just the tip. And I'll leave it peeking out. The tip just peeking out from underneath. And I'll put the tip everywhere. And China is underneath. We know China's underneath the world. And we need to dip China. Put the tip in China. Tip in China. Dip in China. And we all know how that works out. We all know how that works out.
That's a lot of things, but that's not actually a tax plan. That's not a plan for overhauling thousands of pages of the U.S. tax code. As a hint about their seriousness on this tax issue, it should be noted that they are unveiling what they want you to call their tax plan. They are unveiling that today before they have even bothered to nominate anyone to be in charge of tax policy in this administration. The Treasury Department handles tax issues. They haven't even picked somebody yet for the job of running tax policy in the Treasury Department. But still, they rolled out this one-page document today as if they've showed a tax plan before the 100 days.
Tell me a little bit about God and your views on God.
Right. Well, I believe in God. I am Christian. I believe very strongly in God. I think that the Bible certainly is one of, is the book. It is the thing. And I was raised and I gave you a picture just now. And perhaps you'll use that picture. I found it from a long time ago. First Presbyterian Church of Jamaica, Queens. That's where I went to church. I'm a Protestant. I'm a Presbyterian. And, you know, I've had a good relationship with the church over the years. I think religion is a wonderful thing. I think my religion is a wonderful religion.
The Bibles. I understand a lot of people send you Bibles. Is that true?
Well, I get sent Bibles by a lot of people.
You have
a lot? Well, actually, we keep them in a certain place, a very, very nice place. But people send me Bibles, and, you know, it's very interesting. I get so much mail. And because, like, you know, I'm in this incredible location in Manhattan, you can't keep most of the mail you get. There's no way I would ever do anything to do negative to a Bible. So what we do is we keep all of the Bibles. We just, I would have a fear of doing something other than very positive. So actually I store them and keep them and sometimes give them away to other people. But I do get sent a lot of Bibles. And I like that. I think that's great.
Do you actively go to church, or is that just something that you go when you can?
Right. Well, I go as much as I can. Always on Christmas. Always on Easter. Always when there's a major occasion. And during the Sundays. I'm a Sunday church person. I'll go when I can.
North Korea marked the 105th birthday of Kim Il-sung, their first supreme leader, with a startling parade.
These canisters could carry a missile capable of reaching the U.S., but are they real, or are they what one intelligence official called just big green tubes?
What are we doing right now in terms of North Korea?
We are sending an armada, very powerful. We have submarines. Very powerful.
There was an unmistakable message of deterrence being sent when you see a carrier group steaming into an area like that. But that message got a little muddied this week after we learned something surprising about the carrier group in question.
The USS Carl Vinson was not, in fact, on its way. It was more than 3,000 nautical miles away, traveling in the opposite direction, heading south.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port.
Okay, so it was steaming, just the wrong way. And it was off the coast of North Korea the same way that New York is off the coast of Portugal. And when confronted by this mistake, Sean Spicer, I remind you, a professional spokesperson, yet again lost control of his mouth.
Can you take us through the events from the perspective of the White House that led to the miscommunication, this administration thinking that this vessel was thousands of miles away from its actual location?
The President said that we have an armada going towards the peninsula. That's a fact. It happened. It is happening, rather.
Come sail away! Come sail away! Come sail away with me, lads! Come sail away! Come sail away! Come sail away with me! Come sail away! Come sail away! Come sail away with me, babe! Come sail away! Come sail away! Come sail away with me!
Wait. So Spicer is claiming that because the fleet was going to North Korea eventually, it was fine to suggest that it was on its way there now. And so it seems, with the parade of potentially fake weapons, the failed missile test, and the armada that's definitely in an ocean steaming somewhere, it has been a week of confusing messages back and forth. But on Wednesday, we got perhaps the most surprising message of all.
The New York Times reports on unusual activity at North Korea's nuclear test site. Images taken Sunday showed a volleyball game being played. It was one of three games. Analysts say the games were probably intended to send a message, but that message is unclear.
Today, the top U.S. military official in the Pacific Command said, you know, as long as we're on the subject, Hawaii could use some additional missile defense capability, given what North Korea has been showing off recently. This month, the Japanese central government has been holding meetings with local governments around Japan, advising them what they should do if their region is hit by a North Korean missile. That's unprecedented. That's something Japan has never done before in its whole post-war history. Yesterday, North Korea staged its largest ever live fire exercises off its eastern coast. South Korean news reports said the exercises involved 300 to 400 artillery pieces. The U.S. and South Korean navies have also been conducting their own military exercises yesterday off South Korea's western coast. Yesterday, the USS Michigan, a nuclear-powered submarine, arrived in South Korea. The USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier is also en route to the Korean Peninsula now, for real this time.
No good. Rotten traitor. Spinning like a saucer.
Well, you
run some dunked in cages, and I'm trying to be nice. You know,
yeah, I'm actually a nice person.
I'm handsome, rich.
But people think I'm controversial.
See, with me,
the whole thing is crazy.
I don't give a damn.
This system is crooked.
I think I'm going to impose a ban on anything or anyone that I don't want to see.
If you really love this country, just put your faith in me.
So please, please, don't run.
I'm a nice guy, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
I'm really rich.
I'm the most amazing guy.
President Obama.
He got blown out of the sky.
We get the drugs. They get the cash.
Kanye West
is going in through the back.
I like China.
Who wants a hat?
And you know what? We're going to knock the shit out of ice. Blow up every single inch. There would be nothing left. But American
bull. Death, destruction,
fantastic products.
And I'll walk into the McDonald's and take my pants off.
No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Now Donald Trump has all that power.
So look where we are now. Look where we are now. I turn on the TV.
I'm saying, wow, we got into the White House.
And I don't know how. But I'm not going to kill the cow.
From Texas to New York,
Louisiana to someplace.
The American people.
I like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
We're like a bunch of slobs. We're like a bunch of dopes.
I'd say anything
I want, and I still
get a lot of votes.
The fake news is the enemy of the people. Bad stories
about me should be
illegal.
Just take your hands,
put them on
my balls,
and say, God bless America,
and my great wall. And now
it is time to show.
Thanks for the songs
and skits from Bob, Dara, Sharon, Jones,
at the
Dap, Kings, Peter, Serafinovich, Sticks,
at Kanye,
and thanks to
Stephen, Colbert,
Zap,
King, Trevor, Noah,
Chris,
Matthews, Stephanie, Ruler, Stephen, Newton,
Chris,
Hayes, Andrew, Ross, Sorkin,
Rachel,
Maddo, Anthony, Atamanuk,
Zap,
Oliver, Barbara, Star, Maria, Barty Romo, Sean, Spicer,
and Charlie,
Bro. We'll be right back.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.